Blog Talk Radio.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be
What's crackin', lady? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Price. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We up in here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic is fallen humans. Yeah, today's topic is fallen humans. And this is a reschedule from yesterday. Came on the air yesterday, stayed on for about 10 minutes, and then something happened. You know what I'm saying? So we back today. You know what I'm talking about? Back today to go ahead and give it to you full throttle. You know what I mean? Still here to uplift the name of Jesus and still here to build you up as people and to tear Satan's kingdom of darkness down. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. It's your homie Oasis. All right, before we jump into it, let's go ahead and open up a prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you most of all for your love and your son, Jesus. Father, I pray that you would come into the broadcast today. I pray that you would lead the hearts and the minds in the way that you would have them to go, Father. I pray that you would prepare our hearts, Father. You are the heart surgeon, so I pray that you would, renew all of our hearts, Father. Renew all of our hearts, Father. Thank you for helping us fallen humans depend on a risen Savior. So, Father, as we continue to go in before you and continue to use our gifts and talents for your glory, we pray that you will accept and be pleased with our praise. Get all the glory from this broadcast, Father. I now decrease so that you may increase in me. Let your will continue to be done. Continue to have grace and mercy on us. Forgive us for any trespasses, iniquity, or faults, or any sin. But we all fall short. But thank you, Father, that you never fall short. Let your will continue to be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you, Father. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Anytime we experience some strong opposition or being in a spiritual warfare against the devil, we know that God is about to really do something real good, real big. When, you know, and even in life, when the life seems like it's got the hardest for you, right before, you know, that breaking point, you know what I mean? That's when God turns it around for you. Yeah, he don't allow his people to, break, should I say. You know what I mean? Unless he's breaking you so that he can build you up in him and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, his people stressing and all that, he said, he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. And another one, he said, all things work together for your good when you love him and are about his business. You know? And another one, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Today's topic, fallen humans. Mm-hmm. Fallen humans. But fallen humans need a risen Lord and Savior. Yeah. So this is going to be some heart surgery today. Some open heart surgery. You know what I mean? Given by the open heart surgeon. You know, the one who specializes in hearts, the one that can do with your heart that no doctor could do with your heart. You know what I'm saying? The one that made the heart. So, and the one that specializes in the things of the heart. And we're going to get all the way into it today. You know what I mean? So, fallen humans, man. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with this first scripture, Galatians 5. Galatians 5, and we're going to start at verse 16. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? For sure. Appreciate that. Tuning in. Spread the word. Because everybody needs to hear this episode. This is heart surgery for all humans. No matter what condition your heart is in. You know what I'm saying? The one who made the heart is doing heart surgery. You know what I mean? Renewing your heart. Give you a brand new heart. Whatever you need fixed in it. You know what I mean? It's going to be some great growth of faith going on today. So let's go. Galatians. We're going to go to the 5th chapter. Starting at verse 16. All right, Galatians chapter number 5. Starting at verse 16, we're going to read down through verse number 25. And again, right now, I just want to take time to encourage everyone who's listening to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, rightly dividing the Word of truth. You know what I mean? Let us show yourself approved unto God. We can only highlight certain verses for you in this limited amount of time that we're given. But you can read the whole Bible for yourself. And understand the Bible with your heart. All right? Galatians chapter number 5, verse 16 says, I say then, this is for the fallen human. That's all of us. Everyone has a fallen nature, sinful nature. All right, but check this out. Galatians 5, verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. Not living in your fallen nature, not live how your fallen nature wants you to live, your sinful nature. Yeah, the world caters to your sinful nature, which is fallen. You know what I mean? The devil caters real good. You know what I mean? Take real good care of your sinful nature, which is against God and against you. You know what I'm talking about? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. See, God gives us practical things to do in His Word. Don't just be a hearer of His Word, but be a doer also. I say then, walk in the Spirit. Then you want to please God. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because you're going to be too busy walking in the flesh, walking in the Spirit. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you know what I'm saying? If you are led by the Spirit, the flesh, the fallen nature of human beings goes against God. You know what I mean? Verse 18 from Galatians chapter number 5 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So if you are led by the Spirit, that makes you free. Verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh, here it is. Yeah, I told you we're going to go all the way in, dealing with this fallen nature. You know what I'm saying? But giving hope. All right, so just listen. You might have to say ouch or what have you. You know what I'm saying? I got to say ouch too. You know what I mean? Because the Bible, you know what I mean? It's just like it's a mirror, really. There ain't no window. You look through it and look at somebody else. But the Bible is a mirror, so you can look at it and see yourself. You know what I'm saying? All right, verse 19, Galatians chapter number 5 says, now the works of the flesh, the works of the fallen nature, are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, which is vulgarity, idolatry, putting stuff before God, that's idol, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, you know, fighting, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, or division, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, you know, wild parties, yeah, real wild, and the like. These are all works of the flesh, of which I tell you beforehand, Just as I also told you in the past time, in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah, if you're practicing these things. Yeah. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, Galatians 5 and 16, how we started off, it said, walk in the Spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh that we just read in verses 19 through verses 21. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, which is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Man, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. But if you walk in the Spirit, if you do things God's way, the way that God designed it, yeah, Adam, he, you know, created Adam and Eve, and Adam, they even messed up. But God manifested Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? To take away what Satan did even back in the garden. You know what I'm talking about? And God never leaves us hopeless. So we just looked at the works of the flesh. But look at verse number 22. Galatians 5. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, see there? God tells you to walk in the Spirit. Points out the works of the flesh. You know what I mean? Then he's saying, this is the fruit of the Spirit, though. On the other side, you don't have to do all these works of the flesh, which the world caters to, which the devil caters to. You know what I mean? Verse 22 from Galatians 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is walk in the Spirit. And this is the Spirit right here. This is how you walk in the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. You display love from your heart. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering or patience. You know, kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Self-control. Against such there is no law. That's why when you walk in the Spirit, you are free. You see what I'm saying? Because you got love, joy, peace. Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Verse 24 says, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh, that's what we kill, crucifying fallen nature, not feeding the fallen nature. Yeah, you got to starve it, you know, die to the flesh daily, you know what I mean? And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Yeah, the flesh got passions and desires. But the flesh got passions and desires to please itself. And God does not teach us to be selfish. He teaches us to be selfless. All right? So the flesh got its own passions and desires. But when you're walking in the Spirit, you get the passion of the Christ. This thing on. I repeat. When you're walking in the flesh, yeah, it got passion and desires, but it's got the passion and desires to be selfish. But when you're walking in the Spirit, yes, sir, you do everything, you want to do everything to please God. That's where your love comes from. Yeah, God gives you love. God, the one that gives you joy. You're not going to find it on the earth anywhere else, any other way. Love, joy, peace. Y'all got to come from God. You're long-suffering. Yeah. Being patient, enduring. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yes, sir. Against such, there is no law. So the flesh and its passions and desires, you push that out of the way and, you know, go against that so you can get the passion or the compassion, you know what I'm saying, of the Christ, which he loves everybody. You see what I'm saying? He loves everybody. That don't mean he got to put up with everything, but he loves. All right? He loves us so much that, you know, he stays right there with us, but we be pushing him back out of the way because of our disobedience and our fallen nature. You know what I mean? But verse 25, Galatians 5 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So God doesn't leave. He does not leave us hopeless. If we live in the Spirit, so you got to hear this word and do it. It's practical. Live in the Spirit. Let us also
walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Yes, stay in the presence of God. Let us not become conceited, arrogant, provoking one another, envying one another. Nah, don't do that. But stay in the Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So we struggle with so much as fallen humans. You know, fallen humans, we struggle with so much. These are a few examples. We just named a bunch of them, you know, in Galatians 5. And then here is some more stuff that we struggle with. We struggle with so much. Stuff like, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. You know what I mean? Lust is a strong, sinful desire to satisfy my selfish wants. That's what lust is. A strong, sinful desire to satisfy my selfish wants. Yeah. It's sinful. It's strong. It's sinful. And, you know, its desire, it wants to satisfy everything about this itself. Told you that fallen nature, man. Fallen human. You know what I mean? All right, here's some more stuff that we struggle with. Pride. And Christ was humble. Lucifer was prideful, got kicked out. Christ was humble. You know what I mean? And they killed him. But God raised him back from the dead. He stayed humble so that he could fulfill his, that God had him on this earth for. All right? We all should take examples from Jesus the Christ. All right? Some more stuff we struggle with as humans and as fallen humans, this fallen nature. Pride, pornography, lies, losing hope. We struggle with being good. We struggle with drugs, envy, alcohol, fighting and hating one another for the skin color, to all of the rest of our differences. We struggle with sexual immorality. We struggle with not believing God, not loving everybody, not trusting God, and number one, not loving God. Yeah. The main thing that we fallen human. Yeah, this fallen nature. Number one thing we struggle with is not loving God. You know what I'm saying? People be saying, yeah, I love the Lord. But I mean, it's easy to say that. A lot of folks gonna be calling him on the day of judgment and be like, Lord, Lord, we did this. They ain't got some stuff that they did for him. But he's going to be like, I don't know you. Get out of my face. I don't even know you. You see what I'm saying? Because you didn't love me. You said you loved me, but you never showed it. You never displayed it. You see what I'm saying? Love is action behind that. You know what I'm talking about? So the number one thing that we struggle with as fallen humans is not loving God. If we did, would the world still be in the condition that it is in now if we loved God? Would the world still be in the condition that it is in now? See, most of the world, the things that we see in the world, they're just falling. You know what I mean? But God still got hope right here. Because even though we struggle with all this, we have a risen Savior, Lord God Almighty, who loves us. Yeah. Even though we struggle with this stuff, God still loves us. Yeah. Even though we struggle with this stuff, God still forgives us. Yeah, God still believes in us. He still resurrects us. Yeah, that's right. Not just in the day of resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. God said, I know the thoughts that I have for you to give you a future and a hope. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we have a risen Savior. Even though we struggle with all this stuff, we still have a God who loves us. He takes care of us. He is the one that died for us, and he lives for us as well, lives through us. He fights for us. He prepares mansions for us. And the number one thing, he is coming back for us. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We're going to go to one more scripture right quick. I'm going to go to one more scripture, and then we're going to go into another song. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, fallen humans. Fallen humans need a risen Savior. You know what I'm talking about? Our God is awesome, man. You know what I mean? His mercy is just unlimited. You know what I mean? And we need it, man, because we are, every day we have a fallen human nature that gets up. That's why Christ said we have to die to the flesh daily. You know what I mean? Because the world caters to your flesh, which is fallen. That's why all this crazy stuff going on in the world and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we get in trouble, we just call on Jesus. But then as long as you ain't in trouble, you ain't studying them, huh? It should not be like that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So we coming to change that. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Let's go. Matthew 15, fallen humans. Matthew 15, we starting at verse 8, and we're going to read through verse 20. It says, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Yeah. Honor me. They talking about me. You know what I mean? They got my name on their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Verse 9 says, and in vain they worship me, because they're teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Not the commandments of God, but they're teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. That's why the churches are falling off and falling back and everything like that, because they're teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, not what thus says the Lord. But when you come over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ, and there's still some more kingdom-minded churches in the, you know, association down here, you're going to get the commandments of God. We don't teach as doctrines the commandments of men, but we are about God's business. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 10, Matthew chapter 15 says, when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand this. Hear this and understand it as well. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth defiles a man. See, they go out against that religion. And I don't eat this and I don't eat that. Now, for health reasons, you do what you got to do for health reasons. You know what I'm saying? But for religious reasons, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a human being, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a human being right now. Verse 12 says, then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. So it don't matter if you're trying to hide, camouflage, or whatever. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Verse 14 says, leave them alone. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both of them going to fall into a ditch. Verse 15 says, then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Yeah, got to understand it, man. Stay in the word. You want to know the truth. You ain't going to understand it all the first time, but continue to grow with God. You will get understanding. You want to know the truth. Verse 17 says, do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes in this, all that, I don't eat this for religious reasons. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? That's why I don't defile you, because it's going into your stomach and it's going to be eliminated. All right, verse 18 says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they are what defiles a man or what defiles a human. Yeah, the things that come out the mouth, because people speaking from their heart. You know what I mean? Because verse 19 says, for out of the heart, out of the heart of fallen human, out of the heart of this sinful nature, out of the heart of this disobedient to God nature, proceed evil thoughts, out of the heart now, evil thoughts come from it, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. That's what come out of the heart. You know what I mean? These are the things which defile a human being. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. For to eat pork
does not defile a man. Or to eat meat, that doesn't defile a human being. To not eat meat or not eat pork, that doesn't make a human being clean. You see what I'm saying? Because every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. See, we need to be planted by God. We need to be born again of God. You see what I'm saying? Don't have to go through this thing on our own, man. God doesn't ever leave us hopeless. He always leads us into triumph. Even in your trials, God will turn that trial into a triumph. He will allow you to go through that trial in triumph. So if you want to change for the best, if you want to change for the best, you must give God your heart. Yeah. If you want to change for the best, want to be the best you ever, want to be the best you possible, you got to give God your heart. And then you got to allow him to change you. You can't change yourself. You can change how you think. I don't want to think negative anymore. I want to go after positive. I want to go after God. I don't want to go after evil anymore. But you got to give God your heart, though. He gave it to you to give you your life. You give it back to him. That's born of God. He ain't going to take it from you, just snatch it. He wants you to give it back to him. This is a relationship. You know what I mean? You give them, he's going to give to you. So you must give God your heart if you want to change for the best. And you got to give him your heart and let him, allow him to change. Yeah, let him change your heart. You must be born again of God, not just his creation. You know what I mean? You know, don't just be something that he created. But be born again of God. Be that more than a conqueror through Jesus the Christ. Learn to rely and depend on God. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, fallen human. Be right back after these messages.
Hey, too. Hey, this generation is so unimpressed with Jesus Christ, man. I think we ought to take a minute to just elevate them. Let's just brag on them real quick. Here we go. Big J, big E, big S, capital. Big U, big S, big C, capital. H-R-I-S-T, all capital. Figure when you talk about a king, that's apropos. Yeah, I never tried to use rap to catapult myself into the forefront. Never did it for capital. I ain't even gone front. Cause I've been grappling. But who should get shine? Jesus Christ the eye. But I'm just the average Joe. Jesus Christ the God. Rise above the status quo. We and out the crowd. Go put on my hat and coat. It's freezing outside. In this cold, cold world, competing for God's child. That's why. See, that's why we need the Lord, man. To get all these things competing for our time, our attention, our affections. Christ to be premier above all things. Let's talk about him some more. Big J, big E, big S, period. Big U, big S, big C, period. H-R-I-S-T, man, period. No name dropping, but Christ is superior. The all-stars, no flaws, no faults, no wrongs, no cons. Christ is alive, and if I wasn't a disciple and I wasn't in the Bible, a certain rapper would probably be my idol, of course. I would be off course. Big change, big things, big dreams, extremely divided like split screens. Between that demon and Christ, as king of my portion, or pushing them out to give things, that's why. Now you know I ain't done yet, right? Had to bring a little help with me. Pastor, father in faith, ambassador. Yeah, let me get this with you. Big J, big E, big S,
stereo.
Big U, big S, big C,
stereo.
H-R-I-S-T, man,
stereo.
You lose when you choose that which is inferior. Imperial, king on the throne. Either love him or leave him alone. But you can't do both, it's either or. The lamb or the lion at roars. Son of man or the rider on a horse. Much more than a product in the store. Choose thee this day, or see the hand that is writing on the wall. No, he is not coming at all. All eyes on him. Hold your jewels, he got a priceless gem. Get you out to pay the price for sin. Nobody, and built the whole body like a private gem. Nobody, nobody but him. He's Superman, book godly, your body to Clark Kent. Yeah, he came to save the day. Why would he trade in in the play in a crooked world that is fading away. Candy painting wood grain decay. Okay, but Christ will never leave, man, he came to stay. So never mind balling, he balls greater. The better time to call him, he falls greater. The planets and the stars, that's his wallpaper. The father's open book, man, no false data. Read.
What's cracking up in here, man? Today's topic, well, first of all, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, fallen human. Fallen human, man. Woman, children. Fallen human. Yeah, we all, that's all of us. We all fallen from grace. You know what I'm talking about? We know about fallen angels. Now, I mean, we act like we don't know about fallen humans. Now, fallen angels are bad, so fallen humans, that must be bad, too. Yeah, fallen from what? Fallen from grace. Fallen from God's nature. You know what I'm talking about? Fallen from the one who created us. You know what I'm talking about? Supposed to be intimate with him. All right? Fallen humans. Well, we need a risen Savior. We got a risen Lord and Savior, though. You know what I'm talking about? He made up for our shortcomings. That's why we go crazy for Christ, because he made up for our shortcomings. You know what I mean? That should have been all of us on the cross. You know what I'm saying? Dying for ourselves. You know what I mean? Because we died. We messed up. You know what I mean? But God came and he paid the penalty. He paid the price for each one of our sins. So, yeah, y'all wonder why we go crazy about Christ? Yeah, that's why. Because he did that for me, man. He made it to where I could be back right with God. What? Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. So, fallen human, we need a risen Lord and Savior. We got a risen Lord and Savior. So, this is heart surgery today. Fallen humans, we struggle with so much as humans. You know, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. You know what I mean? And lust is a strong, sinful desire to satisfy myself. That's lust. A strong, sinful desire to satisfy myself. We struggle with pride. We struggle with pornography, with lies, losing hope, being good. We struggle with drugs. We struggle with envy, alcohol, fighting, hating one another for the skin color or the differences that we have. Yeah, we struggle with sexual immorality, not believing God, and not loving everybody, not trusting God. And the number one, not loving God. Struggle with this stuff. We struggle with it. But, we have a risen Savior, Lord God Almighty, who loves us, he forgives us, he believes in us, he resurrects us. You know, he gives us that future and that hope. Yes, sir. He loves us. Did I mention love? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to keep mentioning love. He loves us. You got to know that God loves you. If nothing else ain't going right in your life, it looking wrong and all this stuff like that, your life in turmoil or seems that way, remember the constant that never changes is God loves you. Say it to yourself, God loves me. You know what I mean? Yeah, we struggle with so much, but amidst all this struggling, we have a risen, saving Lord God Almighty who takes care of us. Yeah. He died for us. And he lives for us. He fights for us. And guess what else he's doing? He's preparing a mansion for you. He's preparing a mansion for me. In his Father's house. That's what Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. So if you want to change for the best, you must give God your heart. Yeah. And change yourself. Give God your heart. Let him change it. That's going to be some real change right there. Because out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And we just read, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. Out of the fallen human's heart, this is what comes out of the fallen human's heart, evil thoughts. You don't believe me? Look at the movies that they're putting out now.
Most of the movies that they're putting out now are from evil thoughts. You know what I mean? All this comes from the heart of fallen humans. Evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, lying, blasphemies, going against God, saying different from what God's saying, do what thou wilt and all that stuff. All that comes from the heart of a fallen human. And when you look at this stuff, you can see the heart of fallen humans all across your television. You can see the heart of fallen humans all across the news. Because ain't nothing good coming out of this stuff. You see what I'm saying? God is the good one. But the world we live in, too busy being dictated to by this evil heart, which all the evil thoughts and murders and adulteries come from. Fornication, I'm talking about they highlighting this stuff. You know what I mean? Catering to the fallen nature. You know what I mean? But God. But God. See, the flesh lusts against the spirit. And the spirit against the flesh. And the flesh is your fallen nature. These two are at work against each other. That's why we struggle with this. That's why ain't nobody perfect. That's why the person who follows Christ is the same as you, except they are following Christ. That means they still are subject to fall at any time. But at the same time, they got God right there that's fighting for them, that's protecting them, that's helping them grow. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get better. We don't come over here and brag on ourselves, but we're going to come over here and brag on our God. He the perfect one. We are not perfect. He is the perfect. So the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. See, the flesh want to do everything that it wants to do to please itself. And the spirit want to do everything to please God. Which one you going to choose? These two, no, you're not going to be perfect even when you're born again. You still got a flesh nature and you still got a spiritual nature that has been born again. But that's why God's going to work with your spiritual nature. And you will learn to, go away from your fallen nature or your flesh. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean you will be perfect. That don't mean you won't ever mess up. You know what I mean? But that means you are going the right way and God is right there. And he is working out the salvation in and through you. Because it is him that's in us that wills to do his will in the first place. It's not up to him who want to do right. It's not up to him who, trying to do right. But it's up to God, who has the mercy and the grace and the power. All right? So the flesh go against the spirit and the spirit go against the flesh, and you got both of them in you. Spirit want to please God, flesh want to please itself. You got both of them in you every day. You know what I mean? These two are in you, and they're working against each other so that you do not do the things that you want to do for God. Yeah, your flesh and spirit fight against each other. You see what I'm saying? Which one you feed the most? That's the one that's going to be the strongest. The world caters to your flesh, your fallen nature. But the Bible caters to your spirit. You ain't got no excuse. I ain't got no excuse. The flesh wants to please itself, which is fallen, full of sin, selfish, and greedy. And the spirit wants to do everything that pleases God, the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, led by God's Spirit, not by your own desires, but you're led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. Christ did leave us the Holy Spirit to help, comfort, support, shield, and reveal your faith in God. I repeat, Christ did leave us the Holy Spirit to help us, comfort us, to support us, to shield us, and to reveal our faith in God. Now, today's topic is fallen humans, but we fallen humans got to know, before there ever was a fallen human, before there ever was a fallen angel, before there ever was a fallen Lucifer that turned into the devil, before all this was I am. Yes, sir. Before fallen humans was I am. That's what I'm talking about. So this open heart surgery. Yes, sir. From God. Yeah. You do that real open heart surgery. You know what I mean? Not just going to take care of the physical, but this will start in your spirit, take care of your spirit, and it'll take care of your physical too. See, God is invisible. He's spiritual. He is spirit. Yet and still, he made this tangible world that we live in. And he didn't just make it out of with his hands. He made this tangible world that we live in out of words. Let there be. And it was. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. How awesome, how great, how magnificent our God really is. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into some more scriptures. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John. 1 John. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. If you're just tuning in, today's topic is fallen humans. Fallen humans. Yeah, you know about fallen angels. Fallen angels turn into demons. So what does fallen humans turn into, huh? Think about it. But before fallen humans was I am. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God in control, man. 1 John chapter number 2. And let's start with verse number 15. It says, do not love the world. I repeat, do not love the world or the worldly mindset. Don't love the world. Jesus died for the world. Okay. For your smart behind, do not love the worldly mindset, okay? Do not love the world or the things in the world. I'm not talking about people. A lot of folks, when the Bible contradicts itself. You got to understand this word of God with your heart. If you understand it with your head, yeah, you're going to think the Bible contradicts itself. All right? Do not love the worldly mindset, or the things in the world, okay, so your fallen nature. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yeah. Love doing what the world do. Love doing what the fallen nature doing. Love doing what the fallen human doing. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16 says, for all that is in the world. That's why you don't love the world right here. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. I tell you, lust is a strong desire. For a strong sinful desire at that, for you to be selfish. That's what lust is. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Yeah, folks be so arrogant and prideful, acting just like Satan. That's what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. But you can't tell him nothing, huh? But you're going to get this Jesus today, right? And the world, verse 17, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 says, and the world is passing away. Ooh-wee. That's why you don't love the world too. Because the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he or she who does the will of God abides forever. Yeah, that's how you're going to get eternal life, by doing the will of God. You have to submit to God. Submit to God. You got to submit to nobody else, but submit to God. Submit to God first. If you got a problem with submitting to anybody, submit to God. At least submit to God, man. He's the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? The Almighty. Submit to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis, the beginning of the Bible. Or the beginning of time, or should I say the beginning of human life. You know what I'm talking about? Genesis chapter number 6, though. Genesis chapter number 6, we're going to go with verses number 5 through 8. That'll be Genesis chapter number 6, starting at verse 5. It says, then the Lord saw, the Lord, yeah, the God Almighty, I am. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man or humans was great. The Lord saw it. Told you he invisible. Yet and still he's alive and well. He's invisible to our physical eyes, see? Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Good God Almighty. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, how would that make you feel if you made something, you know what I mean, to glorify you or what have you, and now they're trying to be like your enemy? Yeah, that's how God feels. Yeah, this is open heart surgery. And then we get to feel God's heart too. Because he made us upright. And then I'm talking about when we fell off the fallen nature, every intent of the thoughts of our heart was only evil. Only evil now. Continually too. Good God Almighty. Verse 6 says, Genesis 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man. Don't make God get sorry that he made you, man. You know what I'm saying? The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. Don't grieve God's heart. Because you want to continue to live in your fallen, live by your fallen nature. Christ died to pick you up. You see what I'm saying? Accept him. Verse 6 says, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man, or I will destroy my human creation. Yeah, every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And I'm the one made him, but I gave him free will. But verse 7, Genesis 6 says, so the Lord said, I will destroy man. For I will destroy humans, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. Verse 8, I tell you, God does not ever leave us hopeless. Before he destroyed the earth, it says in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, sir. Give you hope and your confidence right there. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord before God destroyed it. He said, I'm going to destroy a human. But before he did, Noah, he looked over the earth and saw Noah. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You can be that one person, you know what I'm saying, out of everybody who still holds on to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? You still can be that one that represents the Christ. You know, Jesus said, I send you out as sheep among wolves. You know what I mean? It used to be a bunch of sheep. And maybe one wolf or two wolves or something trying to come get the sheep. But he said, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Yeah, them wolves be raving. They want them ready to bite and eat you up and all that. But they only, you know, that greater is he that's in that sheep than he that's in that wolf. Yes, sir. Before fallen humans was I am. All right, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah means that this one will comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands. That's what Noah means, Noah. This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And that's Genesis chapter number 5, verse 29. All right, God will give you another heart. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm talking about? You will renew your mind, too, with this word. But God will give you another heart. Yeah, a brand new heart. Yeah, you know that? He's the truth. He's the life. So he can do what he want to do, man. Jesus was carrying the cross all the way up there to the... I'm talking about he carrying the cross, and then he's telling Mary, he said, behold, I make all things new. Yes, sir. I'm making all things new. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go. 1 Samuel. Y'all know we keep scriptures on deck, man. We keep scriptures on deck. Faith comes by hearing this word of God. You know what I'm saying? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by this word. So we definitely feed your spirit over here when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. 1 Samuel, chapter number 16, verse 7. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance. The Lord is saying to you too. Don't look at the outward appearance. Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. And go by what you see. For the Lord does not see as man sees, or the Lord does not see as humans see. See, we be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Thinking that God see like we see. We supposed to get like him. God ain't got to get like us, even though he did that through Jesus. But we supposed to be getting like him. You know what I mean? He did that for us through Jesus. What you doing for him through Christ? Mm-hmm. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. You got to look at the heart of the situation. You can't just look at the outward appearance. Because even the Bible, I mean, even okay, with cars. And you look in the mirror. You used to have on the little mirror on the side of your car, these things are closer than they appear. You can't go by what things appear. Because it appeared that it's far back. When you look in the mirror on your car, it looked like it's far back. But if you try to get over, you would have been able to hit it. You see what I'm saying? Because it's close. So you can't look at the outward appearance and then make your judgment. Because the Lord is not looking. He don't see or doesn't view things as humans do or as fallen humans do. Because humans look at the outward appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. And that's what you start looking at when you become a part of the Lord's family, when you become a part of God's kingdom. You can look past the outward appearance to the heart of the whole situation or the human. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening, man. We up in here. Today's topic, fallen humans. But we fallen humans must know that before we fallen humans ever faced anything like this, you know what I mean? There was I Am. We'll be right back in a minute.
Yeah. You know what it is. Life. That's how we hitting them, man. Mr. Revolution, live and direct, Fifth Seal Studios. You know? Ain't no carbon copies. Yeah. Gonna hit them like this, man, for the kingdom. Yeah. New level. Let's go. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God miraculous, eternal praise, give you my Father. Yes. In the offering of Jesus Christ, book of life offer. Yes. Published in the domain heaven. Published. Pray for the loved ones, enemy and reverend. Pray. Rebuke the devil, armor of God. Armor. Blessed by the blood of Christ, righteous to call. Righteous. God's will is none should perish.
None.
Breath of life right there in anyone
right.
Standing.
There.
Whosoever
right.
Do you understand it? Proper revelation in the time God commanded. Repenting of my sins, keep it real, never candid. According to the word, sola scriptura. Jesus Christ, we persecuted for putting truth on the truth. Share the gospel with some former shooters. Share the truth with the youth, atheists, or Buddhists. It don't matter, we all die, we all cry. Eternal life, the narrow path, we must
I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God.
Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I used to struggle with adultery hard. Giving in to the Jezebel was my call. Like David, it was crazy. I had me a lady, then God let the mistress crush my heart. Not good when we go against the patience. Do things in haste and we give way to Satan.
Don't do it.
Gotta get them off, seek the word of God waiting. Trial and tribulation due to Christ, we face it. Victory's basic. Running over drummer kid, right. Jesus knew I would leave it all behind, even all the music that I came up with. I don't care who they are, do this for the Lord, man. Your favorite rapper dead and gone, let's pray they got the Lord, man. And if they are living,
if they are,
pray for the leaders. Cause in hell no, Satan mistreat us. The only way, Jesus, say you at the death mode. This is how I get it in. Ain't afraid of death.
I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God.
Welcome to the victory and war.
I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be.
Thought
and on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God.
Yeah.
Welcome to the victory and war.
The blood of Christ is my sword, my shield, and that's real. They selling souls for the love of the money, the deal. On top of that,
why?
They worshiping Satan as God.
Huh?
They call him Lucifer to see from the fact that he loves
that.
A fallen angel that Jesus has bounded in chain balls. For his rebellion, the prison, the hell, it remains hell. God is sovereign, he rule over dark and the light. And it is crucial knowing Christ, the light and the dark. Where do we start? It's faith and love and repentance.
Yep.
Before we finish, this clinic is full of forgiveness.
Yep.
I bear witness, the Lord is coming with swiftness.
Yep.
To repay, and I ain't talking about Christmas.
Yep.
The world tripping, the inside earth is flipping. Thessalonians, the body of Christ, ascension.
Yeah.
You better pray with your face to the floor and listen. God's love is eternal and you was worth it.
Yeah.
You was worth it.
Yeah.
Yup. You was worth it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
I know.
You was worth.
Evil running high at the name of Jesus.
You was worth.
I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God,
praise God.
Welcome to the victory and war.
I know Christ came to set me free.
That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God,
praise God.
And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war.
Revolution one time, Fifth Seal Studios. It goes down like that, you know. We in the last days of time. We watching the world, we see everything, man. What's in our realm of effect? According to the word of God, we know what it is. You know? Jesus said, be not blinded to the devices of the enemy. We not blinded. He gonna continue to show us, and we gonna keep exposing evil for what it is. Souls are not deceived and misled, you know? We're gonna win souls for Christ.
I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And every day, praise God, praise God, praise God. On the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. See, I like that. You know what I mean? And shouts out to the homie Revolution. Revolution. Yes, sir. Shouts out to the homie. And one of the things he said, one of the most simple things and most powerful things he said in there, he said, all I know is evil running high at the name of Jesus. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Evil running high at the name of Jesus. So don't stop saying Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Welcome to the victory in war. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. Coming towards the end of the broadcast for today. Shout out much love to all that's listening. Thank you, Father, for leading this broadcast. You know what I mean? So today's topic, fallen humans. Fallen humans. But fallen humans, you have a risen Lord and Savior. You know what I mean? He's reaching his hand down to you to pick you up from your fallen human nature, your sinful nature. So today, this is heart surgery. We have an open heart surgery. We started off with Galatians, the 5th chapter, and we read verses 16 through 25. You know what I mean? Got to be real, man. You know what I mean? We struggle with so much. You know, us as fallen humans, or, you know, this human nature, this physical, flesh nature that the world caters to and that goes against God. We struggle with so much. You know what I mean? The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, you know what I mean? Being selfish and among many other things, alcohol, drugs, pornography, lies, you know, losing hope, you know what I mean? We struggle with it so much. But at the same time, we have a risen Lord and Savior, God Almighty, who loves us. You know what I mean? Even though we're struggling, he still loves us. Even though we're struggling, he forgives us. Even struggling, he still believes in us. You know what I mean? But the thing about it, he's a gentle God. He ain't just going to bombard his way into your life. You know what I'm saying? He's given us a chance to come to him. You know what I mean? He's already in us. He's given us a chance to let him activate himself in us. Because he's in you, but you might have him dead. Because you might not be feeding your spirit. You might be feeding your flesh all the time. See what I'm saying? So this right here, you know, you have to feed your spirit more. That's what we're letting you know today. You got to feed your spirit more. Submit to God. You know what I mean? Submit to God. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Overcome evil with good. Overcome the devil with God. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So if you want to change for the best, you got to give God your heart and let him change your heart. You know what I'm talking about? All right, let's go. We got a few more scriptures to go to. Let's go to Acts, the 15th chapter. Acts. Acts chapter number 15. Acts chapter number 15. We'll start and look at verse number 9. Acts chapter number 15. Verse 9. Acts chapter number 15, verse 9, it says, well, let me see, we got to start at verse 8. Acts chapter number 15, verse 8, it says, so God, who knows the heart, yeah, it's all about your heart today, and God looking at your heart and working on your heart, you know what I mean, even giving some a brand new heart, you know what I mean, so God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit. You know your heart. You know that's where all the you know, that's what defiles a man. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. There's no distinction in the kingdom of God. There's no distinction between colors, you know what I'm saying, or none of it. You know what I mean? No distinction between even male or female in the kingdom of God. You see what I'm saying? Because when you're in the kingdom of God, you know, you're like angels. You know, male or female. You know what I'm saying? Made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. We are all drawn together to God by faith in him. Now, I'm talking about faith in the truth and living God. Now, you want to know who's the truth? Which way is the truth? There's so many religions. It's so many. It's Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. You know what I mean? Can no man or no human be saved? Jesus. Ain't no name given on earth among humans by which we must be saved. You got to go through Jesus. God is the house. Jesus is the door. You got to go through the door to get into the house. If you go in any other way, it's a thief, a robber. And you know what happens to them, especially when they break in somebody's house and somebody is there ready with the arm, with the full protection. As soon as they break in there, yeah, you're getting blasted. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God will protect you. God will purify your heart by your faith in him. Yeah, God will purify your heart by your faith in him, and that's what draws us all together, our faith in God. That's what, you know, when you got faith in God, the Almighty, faith in the truth, you know what I mean? Not faith in no religion, but when you actually know God, not knowledge or philosophy or doctrines of men, but we are talking about knowing God. That's the only thing you should know is God. You see what I'm saying? He's the source. Everything else is resources. So know God, and then knowledge, that's a resource, but you got to know the source, which is God. And you won't be getting confused or led astray by the knowledge of men. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians chapter number 4, we're moving right along. Philippians chapter number 4, I'm feeling great, man. I woke up real heavy this morning, but God, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. I'm talking about he give you joy. He give you that peace that passes all understanding, man. This word of God is real if we'll only take it for what it is. You know what I mean? We quick to take people word. You know what I'm saying? People word change. People word will change because they falling. You know what I'm talking about? But then we gonna hold God's word. Like, how you gonna take a human word over God's word? We wrong for that. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 7. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 7. I just said it. See, that's God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start at verse 6, Philippians chapter number 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing. Yeah, quit rushing. Wanting stuff in the instant. That's the world, right? The world, fallen humans, fallen world, really. You know what I mean? Be anxious for nothing. Everything in the world go against this word of God, man. So you got to decide, are you going to stand for the world or are you going to stand for the word? Yeah. Are you going to stand for the world, or are you going to stand for the word? Yeah. Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I'm talking about God's going to give you peace.
Yeah, you want the peace of God. Yeah, that's why God, he's chilling, man. That's why folks don't think he's alive or whatever, because he's at peace. He's chilling.
He know everything. You know what I'm talking about? He know he's victorious every time. And the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, the peace will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Well, I like that. I love it. Wow, this is great. If it ain't touched nobody else, it sure touched me, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind, you know, through Christ Jesus.
See what I'm saying? The peace of God. He got you.
God's peace that surpasses all of our human understanding will guard your heart.
You're going to be all right. Everything going to be all right.
Yeah. Everything.
It's going to be all right. Because the peace of God passes all of our understanding.
It's going to guard our heart. Now, God came in. He worked on hearts today. And then he's sealing it up. See what I'm saying? He's sealing it up with his peace. So it can guard you and the things that you have learned today. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We will be right back.
So good to know that you and I were not mistakes, but God knew what he was doing when you were brewing in the womb. He predetermined all the steps you would take, from the places that you would live into the people you would meet, or that you met and come to learn to respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script, everything from your desires to the way that you were wired. My guess, God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do what's worth from this life to the next. Let's go.
Every day, I'm
sitting
within this cross, just because I know I gotta leave the
struggling with their purpose. They want to know why God put them here on the earth. So common to glorify God and work in the 9-to-5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has got to earn his, but he just got to labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their necks, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. You ain't got to feel no way about that, no sir, if your foot fits right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with finding one's purpose. That's what we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world. That comes with
me.
got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it, I tell you what I did. I followed my bent. Where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What are some of your strengths? What you like to discuss will probably give you a hint. Tell me what drives you up the wall, cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is if God gave you the tools to pull it off. If he has, then get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your gifts. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then, you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win. Let's go.
Yeah, what's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, fallen humans. Great topic. You know what I mean? Really was talking about and dealing with and still dealing with these, you know, heart, issues of the heart, man. Issues of the heart and the restorer of the heart or the renewer of the heart or want to give you a brand new heart. He's the one that's performing the surgery. You know what I'm saying? So he's always successful. He never lost a patient. You know what I'm talking about? He's always successful and always triumph and always do, you know what I mean, the what's best for us, even though we might not understand it, you know, or what have you. You know what I mean? But the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding, you know what I mean? We'll guard our hearts. All right? For sure, man. So, yeah, let's go. We're moving right along. Let's go to the next verses, next scriptures. Let's go to Romans. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word. Post this on Facebook. Post it on Twitter. Do, you know what I mean? Do what you got to do, man, because everybody need this. You know what I'm saying? It's real, man. Romans chapter number 10, though. Romans chapter number 10, we starting with verse number 8. Starting at verse 8, we're going to read 8 through 13. It says, but what does it say? But what does it say? The word is near you. The word now, the word of God is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Yeah, the word of faith that you hear us preaching every Saturday or whenever you listen to this, the word that we preach, the word of faith that we preach is near you. You ain't know that? Yeah. In your mouth. What? You ain't know that either, huh? I told you got God's spirit in your heart. You got God's spirit in you. You have to get him activated. You know what I mean? We activating God's spirit in you, in your heart. All right? Verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth, this is what you have to do. See, God, I told you his word is practical. You hear the word and you do it. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yeah, use your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. Don't be ashamed of him. And then you got to believe in your heart that God is the one that raised him up from the dead. You know, God the Almighty, the one that made this world that we live in out of his words. You don't think he could raise his son up or himself back up? He made the world we live in and enjoying and benefiting from out of his words, let there be. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Not you might, but you will be saved. Confess Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him. You're good. Verse 10 says, for with the heart, still dealing with the issues of the heart.
dealing with this heart thing, man. All of us have a heart. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Yeah. With the heart, believe. Yeah. With the mouth, confess. For the scripture says, whoever believes on Jesus will not be put to shame. So have confidence in God. Have faith in God. Keep your confidence up in Jesus. You know what I mean? The world is falling. Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of humans living by the fallen nature. We all have one. But you decided to be born again and go against the odds, go against this fallen nature that makes God mad, that separates God from us, or separates us from God. You know what I mean? It's up to you if you want to get closer to God, if you want to. You know what I mean? It's up to you. Verse 11 says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him, black, white, Asian, Spanish, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Hispanic, I'm sorry. Indian, whatever. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction. Here it is again. There is no distinction in his kingdom, man. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Bring it back. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. All right? That includes all colors, all cultures, human. All right? Jesus came to die for everybody. These religions come from fallen humans and fallen angels. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because Christ didn't come down here to give you no freaking religion. All right? God is not a religion. God is God. But there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. And that was what? Romans 10 and verse 12. Verse number 13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, maybe that's why they don't want you to say Jesus. That's Satan hating Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Because whoever calls on the Lord, the name of the Lord, going to be saved. The devil don't want you to be saved. He wants you to be in the same predicament and condition he is. But you got hope. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, sir. Fallen humans, if you call on the name of I Am, yeah, the name of the Lord. Yeah, call on the name of Jesus. You shall be saved. We got two more places we're going to go into this Bible today. We're going to Isaiah right now. Isaiah chapter number 66 right now. And then we're going to end with Psalms chapter number 18. Isaiah 66, we're going to read verses 1 through 3. And then we're going to finish with Psalms chapter number 18. So right now, Isaiah 66. Starting at verse 1, and this is coming from the heart surgeon, the one who performed this heart surgery, not just today, but every day when we need it. You know what I'm saying? The one who gives us our daily bread, you know. Your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Isaiah 66, verse 1 says, heaven is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? That's God. He talking it. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Around here acting like this around the footstool of God. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made. And all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look. See that? God telling you his secrets. On this the one that I'm going to pay attention to right here. On this one will I look, on him or her who is poor and of a contrite spirit. We ain't just talking about poor in your money and finances. Yet and still, he could be talking about that as well. So it's not limited to that. You know what I mean? But on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, somebody who's hungry for the gospel, who wants to know the truth, then got hurt, and in that vulnerable position to where they can come to God. That's who God looking at, the outcast. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. See? You know, trembles at his word. Oh, no, no, no. Might be the bad person, but still got respect for God. Uh-oh. That's what I'm talking about. Verse 3 says, he who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain of offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways. They have chosen their own ways over God's ways now. And their soul delights in their abomination, so will I choose their delusions. See what I'm saying? You doing this. You know what I mean? You choosing one thing. You're God trying to have a relationship with you, but you choose in your own, you're choosing your own ways and delighting in your own ways, and it's an abomination, really, to you and God. But then God say, I'm going to choose your delusion for you since I can't come be with you. I got to choose. You know, it's either way it goes, it's going to be a relationship. Either it's going to be a I-know-you-God relationship or I don't know your God relationship. So will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them, because when I called, no one answered. Don't do God like that, man. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. But hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word, you brethren who hate, your brethren who hated you, excuse me, moving right along, moving kind of fast here. Isaiah 66, verse 5 says, hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brethren who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, see, they hating on you for Jesus that's in you, who cast you out for my name's sake, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy, but they shall be ashamed. The sound of the noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. God got your back. You see what I'm saying? God has your back. You got to team up with God, the one that has your back. See what I'm saying? Why team up with the devil who don't care about you or nobody else? You know what I mean? Nobody. But God cares about you all day long. Came off of his throne, got in a human body, let humans beat him up, let humans spit on him, talk to him, whatever, however they want to, let him all the way kill him, all the way to kill him, but he still got back up. He loves you. He went through all that for you. He didn't go through all that just to be going through. He went through all that so he could save. He can save those which are lost. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We're going to come back after this song and end with Psalms chapter number 18. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back after these messages. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you coming.
Cordero ambassador and MOD coming with that heavyweight lyrical artillery. You get me?
Yeah. Oh, you mean UK to USA straight collaborate? You get me?
What up? Cruz Cordero and the ambassador. What we gonna do right now is hit that little cipher in a national style. Bring it.
With the same season finesse, I'm back to speak and bless. Preach Jesus for these three reasons. He's the way, the truth, the life, so please believe him. And take heed of this beam, which keeps my heart beating with breath deep in my chest. Bringing all of your Christian war rhymes to digest. I'm just a teacher to test, but a student at best. Placing my proof for life on top of my teacher's desk. Jesus, he's a genius, I have to confess. He taught me how to eat good like we should instead of feeding my flesh. I reflect back on that evening fight was bleeding to death. As I'm reading the text that keeps me in check, I'm critiquing the meaning of God that God we love. Peeping his best, following each of his steps while leading the next, leading the reps. Equipped to reach and effect every region with the gospel, from the east to the west. Cause life without Christ is like having a deep or less without the keys.
Tell me, what's the reason for the things that you believe in? If it ain't the sun, sun in your minus, you're freezing. As we be, metaphorically speaking. No flattery or sucking up or man pleasing. No compromise or no appeasing. Twisted and false teaching. By the throat we be squeezing. Man says,
all I need is adjustment, just a little bit of tweaking.
He's good at philosophically speaking. But that don't solve the problem, so don't adjourn the meeting. Sin in God's nostrils, so stink, it's reeking. His word is like a missile, not heat but soul seeking. Leaving your conscience pricked, your heart beating. Like damaged pipes, we don't stop leaking and speaking. Like VU meters peaking. Green finger seeds sowing and fruit reaping. Much fruit, real disciples, word keeping. But inside Bible study type teaching and outlaw preaching. From here to the ends of the earth reaching. Cause Jesus is still in the game of sin releasing. So just lift up your eyes because it's soul saving season. Fear forgiveness, we ain't out to get even. Acts chapter 7, yeah we bring it like Stephen. Real bread from heaven, true manna that's uneven. And if we don't scream and shout, the rocks will be crying.
From Bronx to Brixton, Philly to London, Piccadilly. This is for old rats and ill billies. A politician up on Capitol Hill. For real, we come to share the word of God, no matter how you feel. Because now things are a shame in this nation that claims to profess the Lord's name. Like out in universities and in the high schools, they have banned the Bible and say it's for fools, and yet still choose to be preaching all that speculation. Natural selection instead of Jesus' resurrection. It takes more faith to believe in evolution, cause it's a theory whose evidence has been disproven. Man's philosophies ain't nothing but profanity. Without no absolute, we only breed immorality and depravity, anarchy within humanity. Godlessness is the root of all insanity. But great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh before not witnesses. Beneath the cross, Darwin's wisdom ain't but foolishness. Because he cannot give us purpose over righteousness. Oh yes, our faith has sure evidence. Jesus rose on the third day like sweet smelling incense. To the deceased is a stench. To those who believe and receive and repent, he is a life-giving fragrance.
Amen. We make noise for Jesus like racket. It's not an act, in fact it's a habit practiced by Christ fanatics. While you laugh, it's amazing how we have this thing you lack it. Relationship with the triune package. With no slackage, we rap to put Christ on the map, kid. Times are drastic, but some are laughing like a slapstick. Grasp it. If you can hack grass in its passage, the masses, man plus sin equals casket. Added to that is the revelation where the passage says after you die, you judge, then you burn like acid. We're all born in this basket. I know you fasted, went to church, took new members class and passed it. When the bad news is better as winners with Jack Frost, the good news can shine like diamonds on black cloth. Now back off, shift the cavalry with grace flows out of the body of a savior with man-made holes. Think of the ache, yo, think of the face blows, think of the grave clothes, but remember the phrase goes, when he got up, case closed. Let's break down the praise mode. Yo, redeem hip hop or say ho.
Yeah, what's cracking? We up in here, man. Excuse me. You all tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you, man, woman, children. Today's topic, fallen humans. Yeah, we humans are fallen, but we have a risen Lord and Savior and a almighty God and Father. You know what I'm saying? Even though we struggle with, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, you know what I mean? Even though we struggle with, you know, this sinful nature and the spiritual nature, or what have you, even though we mess up and sometimes we're not faithful to God or what have you, we still have a risen Savior, Lord God Almighty, who loves us and forgives us, believes in us, works with us, resurrects us, renews us, you know what I mean, loves us, takes care of us, you know, died for us, fights for us, all that. You know what I mean? Get to know him today, man. He loves you. Yeah, Jesus loves you, not just cliche, not just saying, God loves me, not just a saying, but it's the truth. You know what I mean? Some people feel like they have no one that loves them, but guess what? That's not true. God loves you, no matter who you are. You know what I'm talking about? No matter where you are in life, God loves you, all right? Psalms chapter number 18, we'll end it with this. Psalms 18. Before fallen humans was I am. Remember that. Before fallen humans, before fallen angels, before fallen Lucifer, before sin, before fallen Adam and Eve, I am, was here. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am. All right? Psalms 18, starting at verse 1, it says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. That should be your decision into this broadcast. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. So they got some confidence in God. As soon as they said, I'm going to love you, Lord, because you my strength. And he got confidence after that. Psalms chapter number 18, verse 3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I didn't call upon the psychic. I didn't call upon my friend. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaking. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils. Yeah, we talking about God now. And devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed down the heavens also and came down. Bowed down the heavens and came down. Whoa. The Almighty with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He rode and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. You think Jesus walking on water or something? I'm talking about God flying on the wind. You know what I'm talking about? He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. I told you, God made everything, even darkness, everybody. Yep. Verse 12 says, from the brightness, there it is again, there's a brightness, that's the other side. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe. His arrows scattering the foe, the enemy. Lightning in abundance, and he vanquished them. God ain't even playing with them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. That's when they're going to confront you. That sounds like Satan. They confronted me in the day of my calamity or in the day of my misfortune when I'm going through something. That's when they're going to come confront me. But the Lord was my support. God always got your back. He also brought me out into a broad place. Get ready for your blessing. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God delights in you. He ain't mad at you. Verse 20 says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity or my evil deeds and doings. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble. You will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you, I can run against a troop, a crowd of soldiers. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Repeat, this is Psalms chapter 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. Don't be blaming him. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. Don't be blaming the Bible. Be skeptical, because it's proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Ask the ones that trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? They go to show you Jesus and God are the same. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. It's God that's doing it. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. You enlarged my path under me, so that my feet did not slip. God got your back. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Anything that's against God, that's your enemy. That's against you and your relationship with God, that's your enemy. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. God's warrior. You are God's warrior. He's armed you with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have delivered me from man's doing. You have made me the head of the nation. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreign fade away. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideout. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Hallelujah. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed. Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before you and your people again. Thank you for using me. Thank you for being here, anointing this broadcast tomorrow with more of your presence, Father. I pray that everyone that listens, I pray that everyone that listens, that you will, that they will allow you to do the changes that you need to do in their hearts to bring them closer to you. Father, let your will be done continuously. Continue to strengthen us, Father, as we are taking a stand for you no matter what we have to go through. continue to strengthen us. Let us always find encouragement in you. Let us always run to you first. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you for not leaving us as fallen humans, but giving us hope through Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Father, I love you. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, fallen humans. But the four fallen humans was I Am. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. We about to get up out of here. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. You know what I'm saying? The show, man. Continue to pray for us, and we will continue to exalt Jesus, man. All right? God love you. We love you. From When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll get at you next time. Peace.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down. Up and down. If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down. Up and down.
For the world like a polar cap, never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back, always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat, but before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat, then overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland. From your family eating to family meeting pop up, you was used to feasting, then a famine popped up. One day you got a milli, next you try to get a 10, ATM says you silly, you really need to know how to roll with seasons. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reason.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Are you ready for your season when it goes down? If it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up.
From a Buick to a Benz, from the friends to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends, you with all the friends, you with all the ends. You can bruise them all and lose it all. You can fall to sin if you should fall, repent. Be conscious, it's most deaf, of reconciling power, which is a monster, ask Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and a king. Straight remedy to hate him and to split up family. Don't get beside yourself, better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save it is the same grace to keep you.
You can go up, you can go down. You can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Are you ready for your season when it goes down? You can go up.
In the pages of the word God breathes, we see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on drop when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the cut, one time was on the seas. That's why we in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keeps from falling, but when we fall, we'll seek up the comeback.
Abase, I don't know how to bound. That means in feast or famine, little or much, I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.